State funding that would subsidize the cost of a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills wasn't included in Governor Kathy Hochul's executive budget, but that doesn't mean government incentives for construction of a new home for the AFC East champs won't be in whatever final budget deal is negotiated this spring. Whatever deal comes to pass, though, will likely be informed by studies conducted in 2021, which analyzed the economic impact of the region's sports teams, possible stadium locations, and different funding scenarios. And while the state released its commissioned report back in November, government officials have been reluctant to hand over other analysis, but, in large part due to the prying of the investigative post's Mark Scheer, some of these documents are seeing the light of day. To make sense of what's been uncovered, what documents remain shrouded in darkness, and what demands the Bills might want to extract from state and local officials, we're checking in with Jim Heaney, Investigative Post's executive director and editor. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Nice to be back.
So I mentioned the existence of a state commission study, which was released in the fall and looked at different stadium scenarios, including building in different sites and just renovating the existing facility. But that's not the only analysis that government officials have had access to. Can you explain what other reports exist, who they were commissioned by, and the hoops that your organization has had to jump through to try to obtain them?
Back in 2014, then Governor Cuomo appointed a high-powered committee to plan for a new stadium. We reported recently that that committee met once in 8 years, and that was 8 years ago. So that was a committee of everybody from Chuck Schumer to the lieutenant governor to Kathy Hochul when she was working in the private sector to Bill's executives. That was the way to plan, at least initially. They dropped the ball. The Bills were going to pick up the ball. They didn't commission a study for another 4 years. And the reason why I bring this up is now there's this push on that, well, we have to do something quick. We have to do something quick. Well, there was no sense of urgency early on. And one can't help but wonder whether this kind of semi-panic now isn't really a kind of a manufactured crisis to try and force the issue. Anyways, the Bills commissioned the study back in late 2018. And it looked at three different sites, downtown Buffalo, Orchard Park across the street from the current stadium, and the University of Buffalo, which is on the north side of town. That study found pluses and minuses for Orchard Park and downtown. Orchard Park was going to be quicker and cheaper to build. The downtown location, actually on the edge of downtown, had other advantages to it. You can say there was no clear-cut winner. Nevertheless, the Pegulas, the owner of the team, have been pushing very hard for a 60,000-seat open-air stadium in Orchard Park, again, across the street from the existing stadium. The state then was late to the game in commissioning their own study, which was released actually in November of this year. We tried to get the study that the Bills commissioned, because that was the more comprehensive of the two, and that was the one that that negotiators for the state, county, and Bills were using in the course of their negotiations. Empire State Development refused to release it. We filed an Article 78 lawsuit in state Supreme Court, and they relented and released it. So now we know that the Bills' own study was kind of inconclusive as to what the best site was, even though the Pegulas are demanding Orchard Park. So I think it's also interesting in that we have a new governor who is talking about transparency, and yet her economic development agency had to be sued in order for them to release public documents.
And is it your understanding that they've released everything that they have on hand, or is it possible that there are outstanding documents that they have access to that might shed, you know, even more light on the possible outcomes that they've just held on to?
I think we have the critical mass. Do we have everything? I don't know. We have everything that we've asked for. Well, with one exception, actually. Erie County commissioned a study of the conditions of the existing stadium, Highmark Stadium. The county executive and others have said that that study shows that basically it's impractical to renovate the existing stadium because it would need so much work. Interestingly enough, the county has refused to release that study. Actually, they've released it in a form that's so heavily redacted that it's they might as well have not released it. And we're still fighting over that as well. It's kind of interesting, you know, there's a lot of trust me going on where people like county executive are saying, you know, the stadium is basically beyond repair. Trust me, but I'm not going to give you the report. It's just not, you know, I gotta tell you, I'm really not impressed with the way state and county government is going about these negotiations because the way they've done it raises questions as to just how hard of a bargain they're trying to drive with the Bills.
Well, speaking of the potential bargain that might get struck, likely in a final budget deal this year, what are some of the extractions that you think the Buffalo Bills might be looking for from state and local officials based on, say, the existing terms that they already have obtained?
Yeah, well, when you say extract from officials, you're really talking about extracting from taxpayers. The Bills want the state and county to put up a lot of money to build the stadium. A number of up to $1 billion has been bandied about. The Bills and the county executive say that number is high, but they won't share a number themselves. So let's say it's up to $1 billion. We did a comparison of other stadiums built in the NFL the last decade. If it is $1 billion, it's the largest subsidy that any community has put up for an NFL stadium. So that's the capital end. The operating end, Mark Scheer did a piece that we just published last week that looked at the lease on the current stadium. And over the years, it has been renegotiated to the benefit of the Bills. The Bills now, with the exception of about $900,000 in rent, the Bills keep all the revenue generated at the stadium, parking, naming rights, concessions, et cetera, et cetera. The county and state, meanwhile, have taken on all sorts of expenses that add up to this season nearly $13 million. And it's right down to ushers, ticket takers, and security personnel. Every time the Bills play a home game, it costs taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars. When Poloncarz, those concessions were made back in '98. When Mark Poloncarz tried to get those concessions back in 2012, the Bills were adamant that they had no interest in any kind of givebacks. They got those in '98, and they intend on keeping them. So, if you look at the current lease and you project that out to a new stadium, that's going to be, you know, $10-15 million a year in additional subsidy that the taxpayers are going to have to pay, in addition to the upfront capital expense. So this is going to be one way or the other. This is going to be it's looking like this is going to be a very expensive proposition for state and the local taxpayers. And I'll add, this is a team owned by a billionaire. Terry and Kim Pegula are worth over $5 billion. The value of the team has skyrocketed since they bought the Bills back in 2014. And the team, like all NFL teams, is extremely profitable. So, you know, I think there are a lot of people, nobody wants to lose the Bills. And I think everybody's resigned to the fact that the public is going to have to be an investor in this stadium, if we like it or not. The question is, at what cost? At what cost? And are the Pegulas going to try and just milk the taxpayers for every dime they possibly can? or are they going to act like they're billionaires who own a very profitable business?
Well, we've been speaking with Jim Heaney. He's the executive editor of Investigative Post, which you can find at investigativepost.org. Jim, thank you so much for making the time and look forward to your coverage of this issue.
Take care.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.